There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
I just think Cooper Kupp, he's a little older. Is he really going to improve our passing game that much? And I don't know if he really will. I still think we have some guys, either Freiermuth can get more involved in the game. And we have, Van Jefferson, you saw some balls that were thrown to Calvin Austin that, weeks coming up, you'll see him more involved. Balls that were thrown in the dirt, balls early that could have gone in for some good yardage. And so with Cooper Kupp coming in here, I mean, there's only so many football. Sometimes when you trade for another guy, an older guy who's been injured, I mean, look at Ayuk. You have young guys that you'll stunt their development. And I just think that, to me, I would rather just stay pat. And it's not always better to trade for someone when you got a lot of talent in that room that just has not been tapped. But I don't think the cupboard's bare. Talk about cupboard bare. There's a lot of teams that would love to have the wide receiving core that the Steelers have.
That was former Pittsburgh Steeler Chris Hoke, who does a fantastic job, big fan of him, talking about Cooper Kupp. And I totally disagree with him. Totally. Totally disagree with him. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. He talks about the young guys that could stunt their growth. Well, the young guys are already stunting their own growth. And I believe that he was referring to Roman Wilson, the young guys and receivers in that room. He is basically the only young guy. Another thing is that he said that there's teams out there that would want this wide receiver core for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I disagree with that. There's no true threats. And there's only... He said that there's only so many balls that could go around. Like, who is really taken away from George Pickens right now? Like, do you want to have George Pickens as the only threat on your offense? Cooper Kupp is not a slot receiver. Can I please, please tell you that? Can I please let you all know that Cooper Kupp is not just a slot receiver? He can do every single thing that a wide receiver is asked to do. He could play X. He could play Z. He could play F, which is in the slot. He can motion. He can do and run every single route. Cooper Kupp would absolutely enhance this football team. You're not stealing reps away from anybody, because you know what? If you were doing that, you're stealing reps away from a Van Jefferson, a Scotty Miller, even Calvin Austin to an extent. These guys are NFL football players. I get it. This is not to downplay that their success. But do you really think that you could win with this wide receiver core? What if somebody gets hurt? What if George Pickens gets hurt? Then what? What, is it going to be Van Jefferson, Scotty Miller, Calvin Austin as your three receivers? That's not a formula to winning. Now, we'll get a chance to see Cooper Kupp, I believe, tonight. I believe he's going to be in the lineup tonight. I think that he is finally healthy. He is going to play against the Vikings. The Rams play the Vikings tonight on Thursday Night Football. So you could have an opportunity to see what Cooper Kupp and where he is at health-wise tonight. But I think that out of the receivers that the Steelers have been interested in, this is a guy that complements George Pickens the best. This is a guy that is a high-volume receiver. They can get you yards after catch, is always open. That whenever I say that the ceiling and the Steelers have reached the ceiling and that they could just find consistency, that's how the ceiling could move and shift a little bit. This guy could probably take you above the ceiling. I truly believe that. Now, what are the Steelers potentially going to give up for him? That's a different question. That's a different talking point. But as a pure wide receiver, if healthy, he's one of the best. How could you not think that this guy could help your team? There's nobody else really helping your team. Russell Wilson, as we talked about in the last segment, had to elevate other guys by his quarterback play. Whenever you have good wide receivers and good skill players, you don't need your quarterback to really elevate your play. You elevate your play. And that hasn't gone down. That hasn't been the case until Russell Wilson got in there. And it's probably not going to be the case. He's going to have to elevate those guys every single game. Could you imagine taking that off of Russell Wilson's shoulders? Giving Russell Wilson a sure-handed, be in the right spot, get open every single play, wide receiver? And then you have George on the other side? I firmly disagree with what Chris Hoke said. I think that this guy could be an offense changer, if healthy. I get it. If healthy. And for those of you to think that he's just a slot receiver, you guys understand that he's 6'1", 210 pounds. Like, he looks little out there because there's bigger guys. But he could play the Z receiver. He could play every single spot of a skilled position player on offense. If I was Russell Wilson, I would be begging for this guy. And wouldn't be begging him to push George Pickens to the side. George Pickens should be begging for this guy. That means that George will be open a lot more. He'll get fed a lot more because the attention would turn to Cooper Kupp more than him. And last game, George Pickens was singled up a lot, which is very odd. And I think they were like, hey, we'll let George Pickens beat us because we don't have the faith that he can do that consistently. And he showed that he did. So now moving forward, what do you think defenses are going to do? You take George Pickens out, you had the best chance of beating the Steelers. Who else presents a threat? Sorry, my voice is all messed up. Who else presents a threat on the Steelers offense, a legit threat in the receiving game outside of George Pickens? Maybe Pat Freiermuth. Maybe Calvin Austin if he can, catch a ball that's thrown 8 yards away. I know he's fast. I know he presents an over-the-top matchup. But nobody's a real threat. I think Mike Tomlin has acknowledged and is telling us that the style of play that we played in the first 6 games is just not going to cut it whenever it comes down to crunch time and we have to win a playoff game and we want to see ourselves make it to an AFC championship game whenever we have to go through a gauntlet of the Ravens, the Bills, the Texans, and obviously the Kansas City Chiefs. You're going to have to throw the football. You're going to have to present explosive players. You're going to have threats. Because the defense can just roll in here, take George Pickens out, roll a guy down in the box, and try to stop the run. And then you beat the Steelers. This guy would absolutely change the dynamic, the outlook, the progression of this Pittsburgh Steelers offense. And I bet you Russell Wilson is every day saying, we need to get a guy like this. We need this guy. If we get this guy, we can do the things that we expect to do. So we'll get a good chance of seeing him tonight. I'm excited for it. I hope he becomes a Steeler. I hope Omar Khan figures this out and gets the right deal in place. I said yesterday I would give up the second round pick. If you can get him for a third, awesome. If you get him for a fourth, oh my God. But I think that this is the missing link right now for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I honestly would have taken a healthy Cooper Kupp over Brandon Ayuk. And there's no doubt about it. That's how good I think that he is as a football player, as a wide receiver.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.